There's another question concerning metta and loving kindness, where sometimes there's, say, loving kindness, metta there, and it can feel it, and it helps to handle challenging situations. But then, you know, there's sometimes restlessness and hostility, and get reactive. How to work with this so that the mind can be tamed. But I think again, it's this sense of recognizing that there's a really big difference between how we feel and how we respond to the world when, say, loving kindness is predominant, when loving kindness is an actual object of attention, and one has been able to develop a continuity, and also recognizing that, say, I mean, the metta or loving kindness, loving friendliness is another translation, I mean, there's all sorts of methods of cultivating and phrases to use. But the important aspect is the quality within the heart, being able to internalize that. And those, the various phrases that we use, and there's many different kind of phrases, and different teachers teach it in different ways. And so that there's many approaches, but what's important is like that essence of loving kindness, or metta is like in the Sanskrit it's mitra, and mitra is friend, and metta is similar, is that friend, like the Kalyanamitta, like a good friend, a kind friend, a loving friend. So that sense of, you know, really drawing that kindness into the heart. So it's a heart feeling. It's how the emotional base responds to ourselves and the world around us, so that there's a sense of well-wishing, sense of kindness, a not having to contract in fear or aversion. So then that's one's opening that possibility to the mind to be experiencing that sense of well-being. And that's it's something that we can be consciously cultivating. It's something that we can be directing attention to, and it's also something that gains traction as we do it, because it feels good, it feels comfortable, it's soothing to the mind, it's uplifting to the mind. The heart really feels at ease and comfortable. So it's something to. And I mentioned it, I don't know, one other question, but it's a really good bridge for settling the mind, for the mind to absorb into its object of meditation. When you're relating to your object of meditation through kindness and friendliness, that meditation settles much more reliably or more readily. So it's a really useful tool for everything.